Did you know that more than 80% of lightning fatalities are men? In recent years, hundreds of unlucky men died from lightning strikes because they did not seek shelter from an approaching storm, but instead,
kept on
fishing, boating, golfing, biking, working outdoors. They paid the ultimate price needlessly and left their families behind to face a life of loss and sorrow.
But it's clean.
You don't ride a motorcycle without a helmet. You don't go boating without a life jacket. Lightning safety is no different.
If there's anything I could ever do for you,
recognizing danger and knowing what to do.
Spickin' Span gets the dirt liquid cleaners leave behind.
Even a distant rumble, lightning is close enough to strike.
You can tell your mother, Harold.
Rubber-soled shoes offer no protection. Neither do rain shoes or tents.
But can she still take care of you?
That's
fine, Mom. Really. Forgive me for asking, Harold, but her job, this apartment, so much to take care of.
Visit lightningsafety.com.
Maybe a maid would help out.
She can handle it. Mom, Pam's a genius.
I could come over, help with the laundry, no trouble. Is that a new shirt?
No, Pam washed it. She used this.
Salvo. Sure seems to do a good job. And tablets. This is the word that looks easy.
Pam says it makes life a little bit simpler.
Salvo.
Relax, Mom. No one takes better care of her husband.
Oh! Hey, you two talking about me.
Simple, sure Salvo tablets. Real help for the busy working woman.
You'll be able to experience God like you've never experienced him before.
No. No.
You hear that? It's your phone. Someone has sent you a text message or email while you're driving a car. Is that message really more important in your life? Of course not. You are four times more likely to be in a traffic crash when you're on the phone.
It's just fantastic.
That's why George's hands-free law prohibits drivers from having a phone in their hand on their body while
socialites, the choosy woman's choice.
For your safety and the safety of others, park your phone when your car is in drive. This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Policy.
An award for most approvals with one dime down goes to...
This is Evan's Kia's fifth nomination and fifth win for one dime down.
I'm Joey Evans. Thank you.
Evan's Kia knows it's a crime to pay more than a dime. One dime down.
It's a perfect combination.
Unlike our fellow nominees, we've got the credit approved.
Now, if you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit.
You can count on a good.
Right now, get 2019 Kia wheels from $17,300
for a new Evans Kia, plus acres of certified pre-owned.
It's a crime to pay more than a dime.
One dime down. If you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit.
Now, at Evans Kia,
where customer service is their number
I'm
one
June
priority.
I'm June Lockhart, and I've served
Before
a lot of fried chicken in my family.
Try.
But fried chicken can be a little greasy. That's why I'm so happy with Shake and Bake.
It's hard to track all the health information that
comes
your way, but you still want to
make
the right
decisions. No frying, so your chicken comes out crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. You could really taste the difference. Crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. Shake and bake. It's better than frying.
Are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. The good news is that now it can be cured.
You know what I tried?
Talk with your doctor
what?
About getting a blood
Christine.
Test for hepatitis C.
Christine?
No,
feminine
sure.
hygiene
a
spray.
Message from the CDC.
Oh, that's right. How do you
You're
like
listening
it?
To Praise 96.9.
I use it every morning now. Does it really do anything
Praise
for
and
you?
Inspiration yeah. Station.
It lets you feel fresh and it lasts a long time. You think I'd like it? Gee, I don't see why not.
Pristine Spray Mist or Soft New Pristine Spray Powder. They both last a long time.
You know, one of the things, Mark, that you shared that, again, caught my interest. We were talking about, you pointed out several times that the retail experience is really becoming more and more interactive. And they're going to be pushed through the pull system. We're going to be able to go on computer. We'll be able to virtually touch, virtually smell. And I mean, make the experience pretty much like it would be if we were actually in the physical store. I want to ask you, along those lines, do you foresee the day when we as the consumers will be able to have an experience where many of the product types that we'll be buying will be products that we can actually have customized to our unique tastes?
Absolutely. I think that's very much a coming trend. Manufacturing is getting a lot more flexible with the advent of 3D digital printing, which means that the computer can just produce one of something and then immediately move and produce something completely different. In the old days with manufacturing, it took ages to set it up. So you didn't want to chop and change the products all the time. If you wanted to make money, you had to do the maximum on a standardized product, and then you move to another product. And that's all changing now. So that's why it's moving away from a push system towards a pull system. Then you've got the thing I mentioned earlier, which is the internet is a two-way communication device. So these smart young brands that are online, they're not saying to people like I used to, you know, in my day, it was like, here's the Wonder Bra, you got to buy it, you know? It's much more, what do you want? You know, we share a passion for a particular product. You know, you're the customers. I can make things happen for you. What is it that you want? How do you want us to communicate about this product? How do you want this product designed? You know, what kind of features and benefits do you want on it? And involving the customers much more in the sort of magic circle of creation. And then, of course, the manufacturing being flexible can actually also keep up with that. So I do foresee a day soon where products will be a lot more customized. Websites will offer people lots and lots of different options, and people will be invited to almost assemble their own products. And then it will feed back in the online to the manufacturer, and they'll flip a switch, you see, and just produce one of something, and then flip, you know, they'll do one for Carl, and then they'll do one for Mark, and then they'll do one for Fred, and one for Joe, you know, like that. And I think that's a huge change in you know, the whole philosophy of how things are done.
That is so awesome. And so will there be a new way of handling intellectual property rights when we get to that stage?
It's a very interesting question. I hadn't really thought about that. But, you know, my guess is that the intellectual property rights lie with whoever invented the item. So, you know, it may well be that in a very true sense, the customer actually owns the product.
That is so interesting. And I'll tell you something about that concept, Mark, that I really like. For years, for decades, we as the consumer have been told this is what the consumer is asking for. This is what the consumers are demanding. And we didn't know anything about it until it was in the stores and on the commercials. We weren't demanding it. It's what they were telling us they wanted us to have, and they wanted us to think the idea started with us. But now, in the future, and you're sharing with us in the very near future, we really will have say-so, and it really will be what we are asking for.
It will. I mean, you know, I can't tell you the old days, really. You know, we did consumer research, mm-hmm. but it was only just enough consumer research so we could divide people up into a few segments, and then we'd have one product for one segment, another product for another segment, and you know, we would then market, you know, the heck out of these products to that segment. We knew what buttons to push because we'd done the research. We knew, you know, what switched people on, and a lot of those things were very common drivers. Everyone wanted to be younger, everyone wanted to be better looking, everyone wanted to be look, you know, more successful. And so, you know, we pushed those buttons and people responded, you know, and it was a very simple process. But, you know, we controlled the brands and, you know, we defined how the brand would be. We didn't really expect the consumer to get that involved in reality. It would have been too inconvenient for us to try and cater for everyone's individual needs. But these days, it's all changed, and now you really can cater for people's individual needs. And in fact, I would say more than that. I'd say that companies that do not start to think about people's individual needs may not be here in 20 years' time, you know?
Wow. So that leads to something that you really go in depth on in the book Retail Therapy. You talk about what is ailing the retail industry, but the beauty of it is you take us into a positive path on that by sharing what can be done to help revive the retail industry, what some solutions to the problems that they're experiencing.
Yes, I mean, I obviously tried to make it a positive book. You know, my aim is to try and help retailers and brands and governments and various other institutions to come through this change, because I do believe it's a positive change. And the main message I have for retailers is don't define yourself by your stores. Define yourself by your customers. I mean, some of these big retailers, Toys R Us or Sears, you know, they're going under with millions and millions of customers on their books. And, you know, my question is, why is it when you have so many customers, I think Toys R Us still had over 15% of the U.S. toy market.
Mm.
When you have so many customers, why is it that you have to go bankrupt? And the answer is, it's not because they didn't have customers. It's because the way of reaching the channel they're using to reach the customers had become too expensive, and that's why they went under. So they were reaching people, choosing to reach people almost exclusively through this very expensive shops channel. And as I say, these old style shops, which are huge, very expensive spaces, full mainly of stock, and most of which used to sit there for quite long periods of time and not move, you know?
Yes.
And this is a very, very expensive, clunky model now compared with the light e-commerce model. Now, therefore, my recommendation to the big retailers is stop defining yourself by your stores and move as many of these customers so that the actual goods transaction is taking place online on your own website. And yes, you can have stores, and yes, you can continue to interact with customers in the physical space, but you don't need, once you start doing your actual goods delivery through your internet business, you don't need to have these huge spaces full of stock. So the role of the store changes. And the way you do that is actually incredibly simple. All you do is you offer people two prices. So when they come to buy, you can say to them, look, I can give you this product now, and it'll be, say, $100. If you sign up and I deliver it through, say, today or this afternoon or tomorrow morning for free, if you let me do it that way, I'll charge you $80 for exactly the same product. A large number of consumers will go for that deal, you know, and therefore you can start transferring your customers onto your website at a much, much faster rate than they've been doing, because they've been really very, very slow to transfer people onto their website. As you do that, it reduces your need to have these huge stores full of stock. And you can start to use the space you have. A, you can reduce the space. And B, you can start to use the space you do have for something much more unique and interesting, which is really what I call, you know, entertainment or brand theatre.
Wow.
In the stores itself.
And ladies and gentlemen, I really want you to hear what Mark Pilkington has to say about these brand theaters. I'm telling you, this is something unique and I would say amazing. It is such an excellent use of space. Remember, he said smaller, and so you're saving money right there. But listen to how he's going to share with us as soon as we come back how these spaces become brand theaters. We'll be right back.